Today on this first day of June, and also, in a sense, the first day of the rest of the liturgical year, in time after Pentecost, we also celebrate the feast of a saint who has something to do with us here, St. Angela Merici. St. Angela Merici was a young girl whose parents died. Her brother was a priest. She lived in northern Italy. And the bishop asked her, and she had a few friends that joined her, and they were living a sort of monastic life. But the bishop asked them to take over a school. And it was very undisciplined. And of course, the reason it was undisciplined is just like our families. Our families are undisciplined, and so are the children. And so it's your responsibility, not mine. So St. Angela decided to take it over, but she couldn't do anything with it. So she left, and God knows what happened. I think the bishop closed the school and dismissed the bad nuns. In the meantime, so it's not just today that priests and nuns are dismissed. It has happened all throughout the history of the church. So this was not the end of it. So she was asked to start something by the Holy Father. And so she began the Order of Saint Ursula. It was the first order of nuns that, though mostly contemplative and cloistered, also had schools for young girls, because the girls were not being taught the faith properly, and they could not possibly be good wives and mothers if they were not trained properly. And this is what St. Angela Merici started. So we have, as a result, the great family of Ursulines all throughout the world, which was one of the best orders until about 1970. And since then, it's gone totally down the drain. Along with the habits which they threw off, everything else has gone. But it has something to do with us, because one of the Ursulines, in the beginning of the 18th century, was invited by the Ursulines that had come from France to New Orleans to come and join them. And it was basically just about impossible. So she designed and had a beautiful statue made of Our Lady, all in gold, with the baby Jesus in her arms and her cape flowing behind her, because she was in a hurry. And so began the devotion which we have here of Our Lady of Prompt Succor, Our Lady of Swift Help. And so it has something to do with St. Angela Merici, foundress of the Order of St. Ursula. St. Angela died after a very full and exhausting life in the year 1540. May she intercede for the restoration of her order, and also for us who are all devoted to her directly or indirectly through Our Lady of Prompt Succor. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.